in the limelight.
Members of Congress will argue former US President Donald Trump's notorious "Be There Will Be Wild" tweet was the catalyst for violent protests on 6th of January 2021. We have prepared for you an article written by Hugo Lowell. The piece is titled "January 6th Hearing to Focus on Trump's Tweet to Extremist Group." The House January 6th Select Committee is expected to make the case at its seventh hearing that Donald Trump gave the signal to the extremist groups that stormed the Capitol building to target and obstruct the congressional certification of Joe Biden's Electoral College win. According to sources close to the inquiry who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the forthcoming hearing, the House panel will zero in on pivotal tweets sent by the former President Donald Trump in the early hours of the morning on 19th of December 2020. Donald Trump said in the tweet, "Big protest in D.C. on 6th of January. Be there, will be wild." The Select Committee will say at the hearing, led by Congressman Jamie Raskin and Stephanie Murphy, that Trump's tweet was the catalyst that triggered the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers militia groups, as well as stopped the Steele activists to target the certification of Joe Biden's Electoral College win. And the Select Committee will say Donald Trump sent the tweet knowing that for those groups it amounted to a confirmation that they should put into motion their plans for 6th of January and encourage thousands of other supporters to also march on the Capitol for a protest. The House Select Committee will say the tweet was the pivotal moment in the timeline leading up to the Capitol attack, since it was from that point that the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers militias seriously started preparations and Stop the Steal started applying for permits. The Select Committee also currently plans to play video clips from former White House counsel Pat Cipollone recent testimony to House investigators at his hearings. Congressman Jamie Raskin is expected to first touch on the immediate events before the tweet. A contentious White House meeting on 18th of December 2020, where Donald Trump weighed seizing voting machines and appointing conspiracy theorist Sidney Powell as special counsel to investigate so-called election fraud. The Guardian has reported the meeting involved Donald Trump and four informal advisers, including Donald Trump's ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell, former Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne, and former Trump aide Emily Newman. Once in the Oval Office, they implored Donald Trump to invoke Executive Order 13848, which granted him emergency powers in the event of foreign interference in the election, though that had not happened, to seize voting machines and install Sidney Powell as special counsel. The former president ultimately demurred on both of the proposals, but the Select Committee will say after the Flynn-Powell-Byrne-Newman plan for him to overturn the election fell apart, he turned his attention to 6th of January as his final chance and sent his tweet. The House panel will show the response to Donald Trump's tweet was direct and immediate, noting that Stop the Steal announced plans for a protest in Washington, set to coincide with Joe Biden's certification just hours after the former president sent his missive. According to federal prosecutors prosecuting the case, the Proud Boys militia, whose top members has since been indicted for seditious conspiracy over the Capitol attack, also started to crystallize what their plans were for 6th of January 2021, the following day. Prosecutors have said on 20th of December 2020, the former Proud Boys national chairman, Enrique Tarrio, created an encrypted group chat called MOSD Leaders Group, described by Enrique Tarrio as a national rally planning committee that included his top lieutenants. According to the wildprotest.com website, the day after Enrique Tarrio started the MOSD Leaders Group, the Monday after Donald Trump's tweet that came on a Saturday, the leaders of Stop the Steal applied for a permit to stage a protest on Lot 8 near the Capitol and around that time. Citing the Proud Boys indictment, the House Select Committee will say, through the rest of December and spurred on by Donald Trump's tweet, the Proud Boy leaders used the MOSD chats to plan a Washington, D.C. trip and tell their members to dress incognito for their operation on 6th of January 2021. The House panel intends to show top members of the Oath Keepers militia group led by Stuart Rhodes, who have also been indicted for seditious conspiracy, made similar plans as they prepared to obstruct the congressional certification of Joe Biden's election win. The House Select Committee will then focus on how the Oath Keepers stockpiled weapons and created an armed quick reaction force ready to deploy to the Capitol, and how the group ended up as the security detail for far-right activist Roger Stone and other Trump allies. One of the witnesses providing public testimony at the hearing is expected to be Jason Van Tattenhove, a former spokesperson for the Oath Keepers, who left the group around 2017, but is slated to discuss their motivations and how they operated. The First Amendment Praetorian, Michael Flynn's paramilitary group, is also expected to get a brief mention at the hearing, as will the various war rooms at the Willard Hotel, where both Roger Stone and Michael Flynn, as well as Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, were spotted ahead of 6th of January 2021. The House Select Committee, through Jamie Raskin's portion of the hearing, will run through the effects of Donald Trump's tweet on preparations for January 6, right up until the morning of the Capitol attack and Donald Trump's speech at the Save America rally on the Ellipse. Congresswoman Murphy is then expected to examine the Ellipse rally itself and Donald Trump's incendiary rhetoric, where he told his supporters that he would march with them to the Capitol, giving the pro-Trump crowd the ultimate incentive to storm Joe Biden's certification. Furthermore, Donald Trump's former top strategist, Steve Bannon, suffered heavy setbacks in his contempt of Congress case on Monday, 11th of July, after a federal judge dismissed his motion to delay his trial, scheduled for next days, and ruled he could not make two of his principal defenses to a jury. The flurry of adverse rulings from District of Columbia District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, marked a significant knockback for Steve Bannon, who was charged with criminal contempt after he ignored a subpoena last year from the House January 6 Select Committee. Judge Carl Nichols refused in federal court in Washington, D.C. to delay Steve Bannon's trial date set for next Monday, saying that he saw no reason to push back proceedings after he severely limited the defenses that the former Trump aides' lawyers could present to a jury. The defeats for Steve Bannon stunned his lead lawyer, David Schoen, who asked aghast, "What's the point of going to trial if we don't have any defences?" Judge Carl Nichols stripped Steve Bannon of two of his main defences for defying the House Select Committee's subpoena, ruling he could not present evidence to the jury that he had relied on the advice of counsel and could not rely on entrapment by estoppel. The argument that the defendant was advised erroneously by an official that certain conduct was legal. Judge Carl Nichols said the decision came in large part because he was bound by the controlling case law at the Washington, D.C. circuit level, which ruled in Licavoli versus United States, 1961. That advice of counsel was no defense against contempt of Congress charges. Judge Carl Nichols also rejected Steve Bannon's claims that he thought his non-compliance was excused by executive privilege and narrowed the arguments Bannon could present to maintain whether he was aware of the deadlines for testimony and producing documents established by the House Select Committee.